Well, I prayed about what I should speak on tonight again, and I kept getting detachment. I guess that we all got a little more into the world over the holidays than we usually do, so maybe Our Lady knows what she's asking for. I'll begin with the scripture, Luke chapter 12, verse 22. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or about your body, what you will wear. Life is more than food, and the body more than clothes." And then in my favorite book, A Year with the Saints, St. Vincent de Paul is quoted, "The first step to be taken by one who wishes to follow Christ is, according to our Lord's own words, that of renouncing himself, that is, his own senses, his own passions, his own will, and his own judgment." And then from St. Francis de Sales, "It should be our principal business to conquer ourselves, and from day to day to go on increasing in strength and perfection. Above all, however, it is necessary for us to strive to conquer our little temptations, such as fits of anger, suspicions, jealousies, envy, deceitfulness, vanity, attachments, and evil thoughts. For in this way, we shall acquire strength to subdue greater ones." And as I was driving by the mall today, I saw all the cars again, and I thought, these people just had Christmas, and they still aren't satisfied. The more things they get, the more things they want. What we should be hungering for is spiritual things, not material things. And I believe that would work the same way, that the more spiritual gifts we got, the more we would want, the more we would want to go deeper into holy love, go into the heart of Our Lady's beloved Son, divine love, and to be perfected in holiness. Now, in the book Divine Intimacy, The Essence of Detachment, we read, "The soul has only one will, and if it occupies itself or it encumbers itself with anything, it will not remain free, solitary, and pure, as is required for divine transformation." And that's what Jesus wants, is for us to be divinely transformed in his likeness. "This teaching of St. John of the Cross is in perfect harmony with the fundamental precept of Jesus, 'Thou shalt love thy God, the Lord thy God, with thy whole heart, with thy whole soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind.' If the heart is occupied with inordinate attachments, or to self, or creatures, it is clear that it cannot love God with all its strength, which is divided between God and self, between God and creatures. The precept of charity proposed to all Christians requires the radical renunciation of every attachment which is not conformable to the will of God, or which is not consistent with the love of God. Total detachment is the logical result of Jesus' commandment, And the indispensable means of perfectly fulfilling it. This is why St. John of the Cross insists that if the soul wishes to possess God, it must strip itself of all that is not God. In order to enjoy everything, that is, to enjoy God, who is everything, do not seek to enjoy anything. Do not desire to possess anything. When you stop at anything, you do not reach the all, which is God. The essence of total detachment does not consist in effective material separation from creatures, a thing which in its absolute form would be impossible on this earth. Whether we live in the world or in solitude, whether we possess much or little, we must always strive for the essence of detachment, which is detachment of mind and heart. We all need to go shopping, we all need clothes, we all need food. But I think what Jesus wants and the Blessed Mother wants is that we don't have our heart in these things. We have our heart attached to Him, and we only use the world as we need to. We only shop for what we need and not for what we want. Of course, it might be the same thing. Now, in imitation of Christ, we read, "You must conform your desires and affections to my good pleasure, that you may not be full of self-love, but a zealous follower of my will in all things." I understand well, this is Jesus talking, I understand well how desires sway you this way or that. But you should consider whether you are moved mainly for my honor or for your own interests. If I am the cause, you will be at peace, whatever I do with you. But if self-interest is your motive, this will hinder you and drag you down. Be careful, therefore, not to rely too much on your own desire without consulting me, lest perhaps you regret it later on, or be dissatisfied with what pleased you at first. Not every inclination which appears to be good and holy should be followed at once. Or on the other hand, neither is every undesirable inclination hastily to be rejected. Sometimes it is well for people to restrain those inclinations and desires, good in themselves, lest through impulsiveness they become distracted in mind or an obstacle to the spiritual progress of others, or again, through the opposition of others, become disturbed and fall. So I think the phrase from Mother Angelica pretty much sums this up. And she said, the way to know that you're doing the divine will of God is to live in the present moment in as loving a way as possible. And by loving, she didn't mean a selfish, inordinate, self-centered love. She meant love of God and love of neighbor. So if you're doing that, that will lead you to detachment and deeper into holiness. Thank you very much.